Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Welcome to this Brucey bonus Monday morning episode of the Gossip
Monday.
Case. That's Danny making the little clock destroyer noises. It's me, DJ Billy Andrew.
And this is me, Sophie Anderson. Oh, she's passed away.
She's passed away. R.I.P. Sophie.
I forget.
Yeah.
She is so iconic to the community.
She is, and yeah.
What a sad life in the, towards the end, and what a real positive person for sex.
Sex positive. Like, part of the community are a very, very strong ally. I can't remember which one she was, but she was always out.
I think both.
Both, I think. Yeah, actually, she was.
She's gorgeous.
Sorry to set you off on a sad note.
No, sorry. How strange. It's because I made the cock destroy noise. But anyway, it's our sloppy seconds, so we're going to make it extra sloppy and extra secondy.
Yes.
It's our second weekly release.
Of us two.
Me.
Gays.
Mm.
Now, if you want to get in contact with us, share a dilemma, dirty confession, or anything else, camp, crazy, or cuckoo, you can do that by emailing us letters@gossipgazepod.com.
DMing us. You can do that via Instagram at gossipgazepod.
You can also get in touch via WhatsApp. The number for that is in this very description.
Do it, bitch. We want voice notes. We're voice note low at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid. I'm not ashamed.
People just don't want to get the voices heard, but remember,
we can disguise
your voice. So if you don't want your voice, like your squeaky little gay voice, put on here, we can turn it into like deep dom top voice, like hello. Then it'll be like, hey, yeah, you're right, Kate. It'll be like, hey, you're right, Kate.
Don't be embarrassed of it.
No, don't be embarrassed
of dom top. Then I could revoice it for you as well. So
Lily May could revoice it.
I'll revoice it.
Yeah,
you could. Well, then there's no point in them sending a fucking voice.
I quite like the theatrics, though, of getting...
Do you mean you record
their
voice?
I'm trying to get my acting career going.
She's the voiceover now.
Little side hustle.
Would you ever do... Have you ever done voiceover
yeah,
work?
Yeah, I used to do voiceover work. Well, when my first job was working with a production company, we made radio adverts, and we also did, like, training course and stuff. So the voiceovers I mainly did was teaching young people how to speak English.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Can you speak other languages?
No, I just did the English part. I am learning
this
Italian.
This is how you speak English. Don't you hate when you go on holiday with your family, like your mum or someone speaks like that to someone?
My mum doesn't, but I've seen other Brits abroad do that.
So when we went on, I do like a family vacay every year, like the Kardashians.
Yeah, you do. Can I come on that one time? Like,
oh my God, yeah.
Extended family.
Yeah.
I'd come with your mum. She's a right laugh. And your dad.
Do you know what? I won't lie. It's a scream.
Yeah.
We hire a big villa, private pool.
I want
to
come.
I don't want to sound bougie as fuck, but it's just nice to be with your family in a house away from home. We cook.
For sure, yeah.
Breakfast and dinner every day, mainly me cooking.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
Get your tits out by the pool.
Tits out. I've sunbathed naked when my mum and dad have gone for an afternoon siesta and
fab.
My brother and his girlfriend have gone out.
Yeah.
Got my arse done.
Got my ass ploughed around.
You know
pool.
What I mean? Really fun times. But when Kai first came with us, my family are one of these families in Spain. I don't know if your family
are. Oh, right. They're like, okay.
No, they're like this. Hola. My mum's like, Dos Fantanaranca, por favor. And they're like, yeah. And she's like, Para cuatro personas. Un gambas pil pil. Por favor. And they're like, si, prawn for four. But I also think they really enjoy speaking Spanish a bit.
They make the effort,
they
actually.
They make the effort. They want to move out there and retire there, which I want them to as well.
At least they're not shouting at the waiters being like, oh, like, do you speak English?
No,
brilliant.
No.
Have you seen that meme?
No.
Have you not?
No.
She's like, bonjour, do you speak English? Oh, brilliant.
No, I would die. But when Kai first came, he was like a bit embarrassed. Like, why are they all trying Spanish and they sound shit?
Oh, was he embarrassed?
I think because he'd never been in that situation. And my dad was like, say it in Spanish, lad.
Was he?
and he was so embarrassed.
Right, he was.
You can't say por favor.
Right. He says prawn.
Poor papa. Bless him. He gets all like...
tongue-tied.
Yeah, tongue-tied.
Right.
To be fair...
But he's like, he had to have... I hope you don't mind me saying it, he had to have like speech therapy as a kid.
I didn't have speech therapy. I just can't speak.
Oh, I thought you had speech therapy for your lisp.
No, I had injections because I was going in puberty. Maybe you're getting mixed up. I didn't have no speech therapy.
Oh, I thought you'd got... Because I thought your lisp had gotten better.
I had speech therapy. You're getting them mixed up. I had speech therapy when I was younger.
But I think it's a queer thing. This is what I was trying to tell Kai the other day. I was
it
like,
is a queer
it's
thing.
A queer thing.
A lot of us have queer speech lisp. Impediments.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Speech impediments.
Yeah.
Those speech coaches when you're younger, mother... Gay icons.
RuPaul. Isn't it strange that queer people do have a lot of speech impediments?
Yeah, what is that?
I'd love some uni student to do the correlation. Oh,
you know what? From this week's episode and last week, we're going to be inundated
well.
With fucking will you do our uni project?
100 quid.
You know what, though? I did see a TikTok earlier this week that was talking about how, especially with, like, queer men, it's sort of known that their voices tend to be a little bit different. And I think it comes from something about, basically, it's like a secret language. So you basically know how to identify one another. And they say, like, it's not as prominent in queer women. However, apparently queer women have sort of a lower tone voice, but because masculine traits are seen as sort of socially normal these days, that women kind of go under the radar as still straight, despite the fact they may have a lower tone voice, which is an indication that they may be queer.
I think I've seen the same thing. It's because it's this whole idea of we treat straight men as default.
Yes.
And everything works around that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which is why... those very same people get so aggy when things aren't for them.
Like what?
Yeah. Anything.
Anything.
TV
anything.
Show, you know.
Right, anything. Okay, I'm
woke
with you.
Nonsense.
Right, okay.
What's this nonsense on the telly? Right. I'm so sorry, Brian, is it not revolving around you, old chap?
Exactly, and so they understand exactly why it's important to have things that you feel seen in, but it's just...
Which
it's
pisses
them,
me off. Let me say this one thing straight. I, on this show, try and be as honest and open as I can.
Yeah.
Sometimes, to my detriment, I'm an oversharer. And I say things that sometimes I think other people would not say when they're on films and they're put on to TikTok and stuff. But it's important to me and my integrity.
Officer.
Yeah. And when I had that really nice chat about how I felt about my identity.
Yeah, and we put
a
TikTok on.
I felt it was quite level-headed.
Mm-hmm.
I said what I wanted to say about it. That was the most hate I got ever on a video.
Yeah.
And I've had so many videos that have gone up and said, oh, Danny's looking great at the minute, da 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 da. And I had this video, they came for the way I look. No, I'm a gay bloke. You're a bloke like me.
Yeah.
And I think these people, you've not lived 5 minutes in my shoes, nor have I in yours.
Yeah.
Why are you... All the people that commented on that video, none of them engage with our posts. None of them are followers.
No.
Their algorithm is set to see anything that mentions non-binary, trans, and they live online bashing it.
Yeah.
I'm not you, Brian, with no picture. No, I'm not.
User 2456789.
Yeah. User 269.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not you. And that's fine.
Mm.
I'm not telling you how to live, unless you're right in. And so stop telling me. And like, I hate when people can't see past their own experience. It's such a privileged position.
Yeah.
Oh, great. You've been straight passing your whole life, Brian. You got called faggot once in 1992.
Yeah.
Whoop-de-doo.
For sure.
Do you know what I mean?
I think when people do have that tunnel vision, it is like you're not seeing the world for what it is. You're seeing it through your own eyes, and it's like you need to...
Wake up and smell the coffee.
Quaffee.
The quaffee. Wake up and smell the fucking quaffee.
Yeah.
The world's going to shit.
Yeah.
this, why am I ranting today? I don't care. This whole thing in the media lately, you should be, Rishi Sunak should be ashamed saying the comments in front of Brianna Gay's mother. That murdered teenager was mother was in the building. It shouldn't take a murdered trans girl's mum to be in the room for people to go, oh my God, this is transphobic.
Yeah, for sure.
Trans people make up less than 1% of our population, and I'm sick of constantly seeing any kind of trans hate.
There's a lot.
It's manufactured. Mm. While this government are robbing you,
I feel like
you're supporting people that are taking the money from your healthcare. When you get cancer and you have to wait longer, these people you're supporting because you're enjoying bashing trans people are fucking you up.
For sure.
That's the reality of what's happening in the world. And it makes me so sad because these are my friends and it's me on here. Yeah, people saying, I look minky. I don't want to get upset.
Don't get upset.
But it pisses me off.
For sure.
It's like, when's it going to stop?
It is.
It's affecting so many of our friends and it's horrible.
Yeah.
And it's uncalled for. I don't know why I'm getting emotional right now, but it's just, I hate it. I hate that side of the world. Like, we always have to have something to hate. Always.
I don't know why.
Racism, trans people.
The trans thing seems to be going on forever.
Forever. It
I don't
feels
know
like
why it.
It
keeps going on and on and on and on. And it's like, when I don't see when it's going to stop until we flip the government and it's a different government in power.
And the media
need to stop.
We're kind of part of it, but we're generally in an echo chamber apart from when that video came on.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to sit here and take away from anyone's journey. I'm not trans.
Yeah.
But I've got enough trans people around me. Mm. I've spoke about how I feel about myself and where I sit. I don't care personally about pronouns. I feel he, I'm she, I'm they, I'm all of it. I don't give two shits.
Yeah.
I know what I look like. Call me he, I'm not offended. Call me she, I call everyone she, I'm gay.
Yeah.
But when that video went up and I realised all of these people, that's what they do. They sit and hate. But then it's the world we're in.
Did it bother you, the comments?
Yeah, I cried at home, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, because I hate when people bring our look into it.
Yeah.
Because that's the worst, that's my biggest thing that I hate about myself, is how I look.
Yeah.
And I constantly want to try and change it. And then I feel bad because I don't want to project this image onto people who watch our show that feel like skinny equals good looking, which is, in my head, I feel like that, but I don't want other people to feel like that. I want to empower people to feel happy in their body. But
for
then
sure.
I feel like, how can I do that when I don't?
Yeah.
And when people then equate it to you're overfilled lips, you this, that, and like, I try and say it doesn't bother me, but I'm like, why are you now picking on how I look? You're just a nasty person.
I think
I'm a human.
I think that shows more about them than you, though. 100%. For sure. So people
but it's hard.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm not, and I know for a fact, if this goes online, well, you're in the wrong industry, love, aren't you? No, I'm not. I'm in the best industry. I love it. I love that I get to do this with my friends. I get to go to work and I get to work with amazing people around me all the time.
Yeah.
I love it. But this isn't part of my industry.
Getting hate. Mm. Yeah.
For no reason.
Except existing.
That shouldn't be seen as part of the industry for anyone.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking scraping the barrel Z-list that was on a fucking TV show and fucking been on The Weakest Link in Hollyoaks. I'm no one. But these big people, like, and it sounds awful, but like, I couldn't imagine being a fucking Kardashian. I wouldn't want to be a fucking Kardashian.
Yeah.
Oh, great, they've got millions of pounds. They can't leave their house. They're fucking anxiety stricken.
Mm.
I've gone on a weird mad ramp with trans and everything here and
good chat though. I think it's been a nice chat. I think you've shown a lot of vulnerability there, and thank you for that.
It's just fucking me off.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna go into this little short break, but first, are you cuckoo for confessions? Are you gagging for the gossip? Ooh. Or are you turned on by tittle tattle? Well, then make sure you're spreading this podcast with your besties, your fellow queens and your allies, and telling them to listen to us, the Gossip Gays.
Because you know what would be a good idea, actually? I would urge people this week to find a toilet that already has graffiti in it.
Right.
Take a Sharpie in and put Listen to the Gossip Gays on the toilet wall and send us a picture.
There we go. So do that this week.
can we do that?
And if you do that, you win a prize. So share this episode on WhatsApp or the toilet stall cubicle now.
Go tagging, girls.
The Gossip Gays. If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Gossip Gaze.
Welcome back to the Gossip Gaze part two. This is Sloppy Shatterns.
I'm sorry for getting a bit emotional before there. I just got like a bit of a vulnerability hangover. I felt like I went on a mad rant.
That's all right.
But it's been building up in me and I...
Do you feel better now for saying
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I do. And I also feel like, oh, God, shut up. Shut up.
That's the vulnerability hangover.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, shut up.
That is the hangover.
I just don't know, but I just, yeah. We're where we're at. So what are we doing now? I'm National Treasury out.
Yeah. So we're going to revisit the Danny Bird National Treasure Barometer. I feel like it needs a bit of fanfare.
Oh, woohoo! Yeah.
We'll try. Shall I try to do it in my best X Factor announcement? Oh, wait. Rachel Adedeji. Okay, wait, yeah. Danny Bird, National Treasure Barometer.
Oh, is that Boris Johnson there?
I actually thought that was a really good X Factor impression.
It was good.
It's the best one
okay,
in the
we'll
room.
Take good. Okay, we'll take good. It's good. Easier it to good. Do with Rachel Adedeji.
It just needs to be deeper.
Oh,
Rachel Adedeji.
Rachel Adedeji. That was better.
Yeah.
I don't want to piss on you.
No, anyway.
I'm just coaching you in voiceover.
No, thank you. Like, we're going to do this again. It'll get better each time.
Okay.
Last week, we introduced a new feature into our bonus called Danny Bird National Treasure Barometer.
That was good.
Better. Thank you. See, a bit of coaching.
There you go.
Where we work out how close Danny is to becoming a national treasure. So
yeah.
We've tried to set a scale. It started off last week with Danny featuring on The Chase as a question.
Yeah.
Strong
Can
case.
Can I just say this was like a funny joke when Lily made
it. It'll be quite a bit.
It's
okay.
It's fucking like...
Just sit back.
It's funny. Just sit back, just relax, sit back and enjoy it.
Sit back and enjoy
it. I've actually got a story that'll fit in with this, so carry on.
We've established the bottom of the scale is local knobhead.
Yeah.
Top of the scale is going to be national treasure.
Fab.
We think, like, round about now, you're at regional gold.
That's where we got to last
week. Yeah, regional gold, yeah.
That's where a chase question gets you to, regional gold. Now, an incredible thing happened last week.
It did.
Danny, you were officially named a national treasure on Wikipedia.
By somebody who listens to this podcast, I believe.
For a minute.
For one minute.
Someone went on a minute later and changed it.
Well, I think Wikipedia was like, no, he's not. Take it down. I think that's what happened. I think Wikipedia didn't like the fact you were named a national treasure. And
who the
dad.
Fuck is Wikipedia? Because my friend Dean McCulloch from Radio 1 rang me up this week live on the radio.
And said what?
Threw me under the fucking bus, thanks, Dean.
Right, and said what?
They were doing this thing.
It better not be National Treasure. Yeah.
They were doing this thing where they had to ring as many...
celebrities. Okay.
I hate that word. Right. Ring as many as they can who had number ones.
Number ones. Listen, what?
Singles and shit.
Did you have a single? Number one single?
Number one drag race.
Let me finish.
Go on.
So, they basically got no fucking slabs.
Right, okay.
Rang me. We're getting people who have had number ones or maybe have come first in something or have won something. And are you a celebrity that has won a drag competition?
Okay.
I went, Dean, I love you, girl, but you're scraping the barrel. Do I need to say I'm a celebrity? Live. Do you need to say I'm a celebrity to get your points? He went, yeah. Then I'm a celebrity. He went, can you confirm you're the number one at drag? I went, do you know what? I'm the number one drag queen of all time.
Oh.
So, Dean McCulloch, if you're listening, I'm pissed off at you.
Well, that's...
And the Radio 1 people, I'm pissed off at you too.
Well, that's national treasure going up there. I think regional gold again, you've got there.
I think Wiki brought me down.
No. You got a point for being national treasure on Wikipedia. You lost a point for it being taken down.
Can I just say, H from Steps got the call after me.
Yeah.
After
that's
you.
Quite gay.
Yeah, that's good.
After me.
Yeah.
Okay.
After.
Well, that's because D's before H in the phone book. So he phoned Danny first and then H. Yeah, I think that's what
happened. And I also think they actually did probably try and get proper celebs all day, and then Dean was just like,
fuck it, I'm just going to phone this local knobhead Danny Beard.
regional gold, Danny Beard.
Yeah.
Look, this is so cringe.
Look, we're still keeping this going. Your Kai was on a mission to try find some national treasure.
Gold.
Yeah. But we need your help.
Only because he listens
help.
To this and thinks it's really funny to take the piss out of me when we're lying there in bed eating food.
But look,
and Kai is correct.
Yeah.
I bet he's like, I'm sat here with National Treasure as a joke.
I think like when he goes down there, you know, he's like, this is national treasure.
No, that's
that just is a bar jewels. Of gold, honey.
No, that's local tart. Now, look, Kai can't be left to do this by himself. So if you find any compelling evidence supporting or filing against Danny's case, get in touch with us.
Sure.
Info's in the bio, as always. Between now and next week, I think we're going to debate whether Kai trying to do it
I've
for you
it
is a point
past.
For
I'm really scared someone's going to send something in of me and like
but then
a
we won't air it.
Yeah,
we won't air it.
We're going to dox you on the podcast. Yes.
However, can we say what Kai found?
Yes.
Kai found that.
How do you know? Was he canoodling with yous?
We're all in cahoots.
Danny Beard National Treasure.
Oh my god, is this
chat?
Like that episode of The Kardashians where Kim's to Courtney? Like, yeah. We've got a group actually, the We Hate Courtney group, where we all talk about you because you're such a fucking bitch.
We've got a group chat called Not Danny.
Yeah, that's it, not Courtney. Yeah. That was it. Yeah. We've actually got a group chat called Not Courtney.
Kai sent a screenshot saying he'd googled saying is Danny Beard a national treasure. The first search that comes up is an article by Pink News, shout out
Pink News Bob.
Pink News
Lily May, this is your last episode, thank you for working with me.
Freudian slip there.
After me just being vulnerable, then you calling me a pig.
Drag Race UK icon Danny Beard has been hailed national treasure after hilariously calling out TV presenter Lorraine Kelly for taking time off from hosting her flagship
Can
IT.
I just
they
clear
did some call you national treasure for that.
No, I don't want to be called national treasure. I want to clear some up.
Clear the air, go on.
Please use this online. I love Lorraine Kelly.
Yeah, you do love Lorraine.
I actually really, really love Lorraine Kelly. I'm a massive fan of Lorraine Kelly. I love everything about Lorraine Kelly. I even love Quiche Lorraine. I'm a big fan.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a little joke.
That got out of hand.
That people have taken online. I know she's a massive drag fan. I thought she'd find it funny because, you know, there was whispers where she was.
Yeah.
She was filming The Masked Singer. But no one knew. Right. So I'm like, where's Lorraine? Where's Lorraine? The kids aren't in school no more. I'm thinking this is funny.
Right.
It's feeding into where's Lorraine.
But...
No. Now there's a fucking Twitter. Lorraine Kelly's hosted 18 shows out of 24. And every day I get tagged in it. Danny Beard's running this account. Like, I'm some kind of... leader of the underworld hate Lorraine group. I love Lorraine Kelly.
I don't think people that you hate her, I just think people are glad you called her out because she doesn't work school holidays. And so she what? She doesn't do Fridays.
She has the best job in telly. She it's does. Her show.
For sure.
Treat the CEO of Tesco's on the fucking checkout 5 days a week. No.
Yeah, you're right.
Go Lorraine, bitch. She wants time off. She can have it.
For sure.
Before we wrap up, can you just like clarify, when you say you love Lorraine Kelly, is it the actress or the character?
Oh, yeah.
I love the actress Lorraine. Yes.
Well, that's it for this week. Bright and early Monday morning. We've been on a roller coaster today.
Life is a roller.
We'll be back on Thursday for the main episode. And remember to stay in contact with us by all the usual methods. Mm-hmm. Check this description to find out more.
Yeah.
Because we've got to wrap up quick, so that's it. Goodbye.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.